This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Now you're joining us for a very special Melbourne International Comedy Festival episode of Jolly Diamonds Blankety Blanks live on the Joy airwaves. And please give it up for everyone's favourite host, the glamorous, the gorgeous, the blankest, Jolly Diamond.
Oh, my word. This is just like the real thing. Oh, that applause went quick, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
Him. All right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Our celebrities are in the studio.
Would you like to meet them, Dolly?
I would. Who have we got on?
We have the lovely Miranda Sparks as our first celebrity here in the studio. Miranda,
hi-de-ho, everybody.
Is a fantastic Joy celebrity and very obsessed with Wonder Woman.
Oh, I don't blame
just,
you.
Just a touch, you know, maybe she's on my underwear, I don't know.
Well, that's more than just a touch then, isn't it?
A few touches, maybe.
A fiddle, yes. Who else?
Celebrity number two is the fantastic Liam that knows far too many things about paint and Eurovision.
Oh, I love a bit of Eurovision. Who's your favourite?
Malta this year.
Oh, I love Malta. Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really hope they win. The whole country will go meltdown. It'll be great.
Yes, I agree. All right, who else?
Joylebrity number three is Michael Whelan, who's too obsessed with Drag Race and always has a quip and comment, even if it's incorrect.
Really?
Very much so. However, I'm only here for the snacks. I was told there were snacks.
Well, I think we've eaten those, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Dolly.
Well, you'll stick around. You never know what you'll get in your mouth. And who else?
Last but not least is the president of the Melbourne Chargers. The lovely Silas Palmer that loves everything thick is always here with a quip and can always have a ruck.
I love a good ruck. Everyone loves a good ruck and I'm here to play hard.
Ooh, nothing wrong with that. And we'll need our contestant.
Today your contestant, gorgeous Jolly Diamond, is none other than the lovely Robbie from Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
That's me. I just flew in from Sydney and boy are my arms tired.
Oh, that comedy is coming.
Am I doing it right?
And fast. I love it. Well, we often when we do this, we have a few more celebrities and we have more contestants, but we don't need them. We've got it all with you, Robbie.
Absolutely. I'll bring it for everybody.
All right. Now, your question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, celebrities, get ready to write your answers. All right, your question is, I had a massive crush on one of my high school teachers, Mr. Crawford. He taught me PE. He always got me hot and sweaty when we did the blank. Now, don't answer yet. Don't answer. All right, celebrities, get writing. And you get ready, Robbie, and you're going to write down your answer, is that right? All right, or you think it, don't worry about it.
We're giving him a try. He has to write it down so we make sure he gets it right,
exactly.
Jolly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this is actually true. Our celebrities look like they're ready. I had a massive crush on one of my teachers, Mr. Crawford. He taught me PE. Yes, I actually did it once. He always got me hot and sweaty when we did Robbie, what is your answer?
My answer is hot and sweaty when we did the horizontal dance.
Oh, I like it. Yes. All right, let's go to you, Miranda.
Okay, I liked it when we did the squats.
Oh, it's a good answer, but it's not a match.
No.
Uh-uh. All right, Liam, what have you got?
I said monkey bars. Lots of swinging and grabbing.
Yes, you look good at that. And you, Michael.
I went a little bit saucier. I got all hot and bothered when we did the bareback flips.
Wow. There you go. Remember, it was at school.
We didn't
do flips at school. All right, and you, Silas, what have you got?
Well, I just did the sweatiest thing I've ever done, which is sit on a bus.
Right. was the 246, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It's magical.
Wow, there you go. Well, it's not a match, no. Robbie, not a match. You did well, you did well. Will we go to some music or do we want another one?
Well, why don't we go to a song? All That's right. our first round of Blankety Blanks with Jolly
it's
Diamond.
Going really
here
well.
Here on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. We've certainly kicked it off. All right, right. We've certainly kicked it off as well as we possibly can. And we're going to dive back in with our guests. I'm here for Silas's comic
blog. I love it.
I love a bit of bumping on the bus. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And joining us in the studio is the fabulous Jolly Diamond as we do a live on-air Joy version. Well, where else would it be but on-air on Joy of Jolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks. Just to remind you, we've got a double pass to give away to Jolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks for next Thursday on April the 11th at Chapel Off Chapel. You can win a double pass to Jolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks by simply completing the blanks in this statement. Jolly was rushing around so much in the morning that she slipped on a blank and fell on her blank. Complete those blanks and then you can go into the draw to win a double pass to Jolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks next Thursday. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honor at joy.org.au. But now we're diving straight into the blanking fun with the fabulous Jolly Diamond.
All right, welcome back everybody. Let's get that music on. My friend Dora is forever getting lost. Last week she was found wandering around without her blank. I'll read it again because it was very well done, wasn't it? My friend Dora is forever getting lost. Last week she was found wandering around without her blank. Right, you lot get busy. Where's Robbie? Are you thinking? I know it's not easy.
No, I've got one, Dolly. I'm ready.
Already?
Yep.
Wow, you're getting good at this. You can imagine this is just like the real thing, although it's funny on the night. All right, everybody. Miranda's thinking.
I'm thinking real hard.
You're doing well. All right, let's begin with you, Silas.
I reckon Dora was found without her parasol.
Oh, what's your answer? I forgot. I've done it again.
Jolly, it's parasol!
It is not! You better not be lying.
No, it's not. I did actually have another one. I did have the hilarious. She was found wandering around without her compass.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, that makes sense.
I will let you know I've done that many times on the road and I've always gone to the celebrities. I don't know what it is. I overlook our contestants and it's wrong. All right, compass, it's a bloody good answer. Silas, I like parasol, but it is not a match. All right, Mike, what have you got?
She was wandering around without her wig.
Oh, I like that as well. That was a good one, but it is not a match. You look like you're going 0-0. It doesn't matter. What have you got, Liam?
Well, it's Melbourne, so I said yes. Umbrella and sunscreen.
Oh, it's a great answer. Normally just the one or two, but I don't mind it. And lastly, Miranda, what have you got?
I also had wig. She flipped her wig and just got lost and didn't know where to go.
I love it. I love it. It's a bloody good answer, but it is not a match. Oh, Robbie, you began as a loser and you ended up as a loser. But listen, it doesn't matter. Well done, and well done to our celebrities. Well done, everybody.
Thank you, Jolly. It was more matches between the celebrities than there was with me.
Oh, they did well, though, didn't they?
Oh, they did. That was a whole heap of fun. Thank you to our fabulous Joy celebrities and community celebrities, Silas, Michael, Liam and Miranda, for coming and joining us.
Oh, they did very well.
It was great. Now, Jolly, obviously the reason we got you in to do this live crazy version of Blankety Blanks was because next week at Chapel Off Chapel on Thursday and Friday, you are doing your comedy Blankety Blank show with some amazing, fabulous guests, aren't you?
Amazing. I mean, you know, we've been doing this a little while now and we ask a lot of people and we get a lot of no's. I'm busy.
I'm still working.
Never ring me again. but the lineup is amazing, yes.
Now, you announced today that on the Thursday, which is the night that we're giving away a double pass for, today the celebrity announcement guest was announced as Tanya Plibersek.
Isn't it wonderful? And I met her a couple of times and she was always really, really lovely. But that doesn't mean she wanted to be in a room with me.
Well, I was about to say, it's very bold going into this improvisational comedy show in the lead up to an election, isn't it?
I was asked, is it very smutty? And I said, it's as smutty as you want it to be.
Well, you don't have the grannies this time, so.
No, exactly. We'll all get a word in. But there's loads of lovely celebs on and it's going to be great.
It's so much fun. Tom from Joy, Tom and Wayne are going to be joining you from Gogglebox. It's so fantastic. Jolly Diamond's Blankety Comedy Blanks has been happening. It's the fourth time, I believe, it's happening here in Victoria, but it's been travelling all around Australia as well. Every single show is completely different. You get the smart, amazing wit of Dolly, but Dolly never knows what she's going to get, whether it's from the guests or whether it's from the audience members that are drawn up and have the chance to win prizes. They're obviously going to do better than Robbie did.
No, listen, I don't judge. I think God has been cruel enough to Robbie. And he did very, very well. And we're going to be announcing that the show is going to go to London.
Really?
And Edinburgh, which is really, really exciting.
Wow.
I'm really pleased. We're going to be doing a night at Underbelly at South Bank and then at Underbelly in Edinburgh.
Oh, how exciting. I feel like it's Underbelly, the minute you say that within Australia, it gives a whole different reference.
I know. I'm a gangster's mole.
But you did hear it here first. Dolly is taking it not just nationally but internationally. But before she hits the high seas to go and do this show all over the world, why don't you get on down to Chapel Off Chapel for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I'm from New Zealand. Thursday and Friday night to see Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks filled with fabulous guests, the gorgeous Dolly, this very, very sharp, sharp wit, and a whole lot of fun. We've been laughing ourselves crazy in the studio for the last 20 minutes, and that's just a snippet of what you can actually get if you go and see the show. And you know what? While you're there, why not go into the draw to win a double pass to see Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks next Thursday, and you can come along. I'm going to be there. Come along and see it. All we're asking for you is to fill in these blanks. That's all you have to do to win this double pass. Dolly Diamond had such a busy morning that she slipped on a blank and fell on her blank. What were those two blanks? Let us know on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, and you can go into the draw to win a double pass to see Dolly Diamond next Thursday night for Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. Guys, did you have a whole lot of fun today?
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of wigs going on and a lot of conversations, and it was just great to get a whole lot of people in a room and see if this could work. And it worked here, so why wouldn't it work at Chapel Off Chapel?
Well,
Dolly, thank you so much for joining us. It's Comedy Festival tonight. You're at
The Arbury Bar.
And tomorrow night you're going to be at the Piano Bar Geelong to do Pardon Me, which is absolutely fantastic. You're just not giving yourself a rest,
I know,
you?
I don't want one.
Oh, of course
not. We're a long
not.
Time dead, aren't we? I'll see you at the festival.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dolly Diamond, and thank you everyone else for joining us in the studio. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.